What's up, you guys? It's Kayla Ray, and today I'm going to be talking to you about, I just want to know, like, has anybody had this experience to where, like, you meet somebody, and whether you believe it's God placed them in your life, the universe, or just situational, have you met somebody and you think, oh my God, I'm going to fucking love you, we're best friends, I can tell you're going to do great things in my life, I'm going to do great things in yours, and you just get really fucking excited, and you're like, did we just become best friends? And then it's like you get 3 months in, like you're months deep and you're just waiting. And you're like, where the fuck is my exciting person that I met, you know, 4 months ago? Like, where's that person? Like, I just look at, like, because this, okay, the reason I say all this is because this recently just happened to me. And, I don't know. It's like in the beginning, I was like, we're going to be best friends. I'm going to teach you great things. You're going to teach me great things, which is going to be freaking awesome. And then it's like, I'm in the moment and I'm like, oh my God, I fucking love you. And then like the moment, like it's spread across like 4 months. And then I'm like, I just look over one day and I'm sitting here thinking and I'm just like, you just used up all your good material on me in like the first month that we were friends. Like, that was it. That's all you had. Like, because I'm waiting, and, like, you know, we're friends, and it's like, oh, you're fucking cool, and then more, you know, time goes on, and I'm like, okay, you're all right, and then more time goes on, I'm like, man, I really think I don't like you, and then, like, more time goes on, and, like, the last month, you're just like, man, how I just wish someone would just Spartan kick you. You know, like, does that happen to other people, or is this just me? Like, am I an asshole for this? You know, because I thought about it, and I'm like, surely I can't be the only one that this has happened to. Like, I know there's people out there that are like, man, I met this dude one time, and I thought he's fucking fantastic, and then, like, 3 months in, I'm like, holy shit balls, Batman, this guy's a dick. You know, like, because that's kind of what happened to me. Like, oh my God, it's just crazy, because I'm sitting there, and I'm just talking to this person, and I start questioning my own values and morals. And I'm like, how did I ever think that it'd be okay to be friends with such a fucking cunt? Like, I don't know how I thought, like, what, I really start beating myself up, like, you did this to us. Like, why are we, oh, man, now we gotta eat Taco Tuesday with him because, you know, you sucked us into this. Way to go, dick. Like, that's how I feel. And it's just like, I know I can't be the only person this happens to, because I don't know, like, you get in that moment and you're super fucking stoked and you're like, oh my God, we're gonna be best friends. And then it's just like, oh, what crack was I smoking when I even considered allowing you to be in my life? Now I have a profile pic with you from the moment we met, and then, like, everybody thinks you're fucking fantastic, and, like, I remove my profile pic, and, like, I change it to, like, family or some dumb shit just so you don't catch on. But in reality, I'm like, oh my God, let me erase the fact that this ever even happened. And, you know, and as I'm talking about, like, I calm myself down, and I'm like, God, he's a dick, you know, mistakes happen. And then I'm like, someone somewhere has felt this way about me. Like, this has happened to me. And then I sit there in the long, I'm like, psh, nah, I'm fucking great. No, I'm pretty cool now, but I mean, here's my thing. I'm nice until I'm not. No, I'm just kidding. I'm nice. I haven't always been this person, but I am like a fucking sweetheart now. Like, but I have my limits. Okay? And people just try to test my limits. They're like, it's almost like poking a hibernating bear. And I'm like, don't think I'm no longer a dick just because I'm more patient. That dick still lives deep within me. It's just, it lies dormant. Like, it's just, until you get me pissed off enough, like, I'm not a dick unwarranted. I can't do that. Like, now I'm too nice. Like, now I'm like, oh, well, I'll make up excuses. I'm like, oh, he's just having a bad day. Or she, you know, she's just going through a lot. And I feel like we should, as individuals, like, we should give people the benefit of the doubt. Well, sometimes that I'm just blinded. Because, okay, here's my problem. If you can make me laugh at least 2 times in the 10 minutes we're talking, you're fucking golden. Like, I think you're great. If you can carry on a conversation and make me laugh, I'm sold. I'm fucking sold. But see, Sky, my best friend Sky, gets so mad at me for this because I can't stay mad if you make me laugh. Like, it's, if my husband will just know that, like, whoever I choose to marry in this lifetime, like, if he can make me laugh, chances are I'm fucking over it. Like, whatever I was pissed off about, I'm over it. Because this actually happened with me and Sky one time. One of her ex-boyfriends. I've never been that best friend to just, like, if you're mad at your boyfriend, then I'm fucking mad at him. That's not how I've been. Like, if he's done something to deserve you to be mad at him, then I'm game. But, like, if he's trying his hardest and you're just getting mad about petty shit, I'm gonna bust you out and be like, look, dude, he just got you flowers. He apologized. He's doing better. Like, he's, you know, talking to you and not other people. You know, like, I'm gonna totally just encourage him. Like, I'm not just gonna hate him willy-nilly because you hate him. That's never been who I am. Well, this one time, I was mad at one of her ex-boyfriends, and I had a reason to be, otherwise I wouldn't be, but staying focused, and he sent me this Snapchat, and he knew I was mad at him, and he sent me this Snapchat, and it was, like, the funniest fucking thing. Like, I think it was, like, him shitting. Like, it was him on the toilet, and he said something like, my dick's touching the water or something. I don't know what it was, but it was inappropriate and fucking hilarious. And so I showed her, and she was like, well, I'm still fucking pissed at him. And I was like, dude, I can't. Like, all his sins are forgiven. He fucking, oh my God, I can't even be mad. I'm not even mad at him because he just made me laugh, and this is some funny shit. This is like fucking gold. And I have a problem because if you can make me laugh, I'm not mad anymore. Like, no matter how mad I want to be, it's like, that was funny. I'm over it. All your sins are forgiven, peasant. Like, that's how I am. But, like, sometimes I get blinded by how funny people are that I don't realize there's a fucking asshole standing right in front of me because, I mean, they're funny. But here's my thing. You can be an asshole, just be a funny asshole and be more funny than you are asshole. Well, this individual was more asshole than they were funny. So it's like the scale was off, and you can't, you know, it's tricky when you're an asshole. Like, the scale can't be off. You got to balance that shit out. And it was almost like in one moment, like after the 4 months of being friends with this individual, I just sat there and they said something funny, and I almost remembered, like I almost forgave them for being a dick. Like, I almost was like, yeah, I could still be your friend. But then it, like, hit me. Because they weren't funny anymore. And I was just like, oh, God. You're such a fucking dick. But I like that joke and I'm going to use it later. But I'm going to have to cut you off because you're something like a cunt. I mean, I'm no gynecologist by any means. But I know a fucking cunt when I see one. Well, I mean, obviously I don't because I was friends with you. But I figured it out. I started with I'm no gynecologist. So I feel like I deserve an out. Okay? I figured out that you were a cunt and that's all I need. You know, and that's kind of where I stand with that. But I know I can't be the only one that's ever done this. And then I think, like, maybe I did it to myself. Maybe I got so excited about who I thought they were that I put so much, you know, excitement on who they are as an individual in my own head. Like, I talked them up way more than they deserved it. I'm like, oh my God, they're so fucking funny. Because that's happened to me before. Because I'm like, Sky, you're gonna love this person. They're hilarious. And then, like, we meet them and then we go back home and it's just me and Sky. And Sky's like, what the fuck were you talking about? Because they're just a moron. And I'm just like, what? No way. And then, like, I go back and I just stop talking and I stop thinking all these great things and I just sit back and I watch and I'm like, oh my God, I was blinded. And it's not even their fault. Like, they've consistently been themselves. It was me. I did this. Oh God, I did this. And then, like, she gets so mad at me because she's like, okay, this isn't going to be like that last time when you thought that person was cool. And I'm like, no, I learned my lesson. Fuck. Damn it. But I just want to know if, like, I want to know your guys' stories. Like, you know, I just want to learn about you guys. I want to hear your stories. And so send me your stories on that. Like, when you thought that it was going to be, or even when you thought someone was going to be fucking awesome and it turned, or awful, My bad. When you thought someone was going to be fucking awful, and then it turns out they were awesome. Like, I want to hear those stories too. Like, well, I met this one bitch, and she was like a fire-breathing dragon bitch. And turns out she's cool as shit. Like, that's a fact, because that's actually how me and Sky became best friends. She thought I was a bitch. I thought she was a fucking bitch. I mean, she is definitely a bitch. I'm not, but I can be one. I'm not, you know, willy-nilly. But she owns that shit. She wears that like a crown. She's like, give me my sash, bitches. You know, Sky's cool as shit, but she also knows she can be a bitch. And, but yeah, that's how we became friends. Like, she thought I was stuck up. I knew she was stuck up. But turns out she just hates everybody until she doesn't. And I just, you know, I'm nice to everybody until I'm not. So we even each other out. But if you had any experience, like if you've had any type of story that is relatable, I want to hear it. I want to read it. I mean, I think we should enjoy this shit, laugh at each other's pain, or, you know, celebrate each other's victories. Like, this bitch thought I was a bitch, and then turns out we're both fucking awesome. Like, I feel like that is, me and Sky deserve a trophy, because we're just great. But email me your stories to remembertosmile@outlook.com. You spell it all out, no numbers. And that's remembertosmile@outlook.com. Let's talk about some shit and just have fun. Y'all have a great day, and smile at somebody. Peace.